Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Chaf Beis, which is the first Daf of the second parak of Masechtas Yuma. The topics we're learning about include, the Mishnah discusses the Avodah of Trumas Hadeshen, and the pious that was done in order to determine which Kohen performed this Avodah. The Gemara discusses the prohibition of counting Bnei Yisrael, and lists several sources in the Torah for this prohibition. The Gemara then brings several Midrashim about Shaul HaMelech and David HaMelech, as well as many life lessons that we can learn from the actions of these great Tzaddikim. Some of the key terms and concepts we learn about include Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was the first Avodah performed each day in the Beis HaMikdash in the early pre-dawn hours. A shovel full of ashes was taken from the Mizbeach and placed on the floor of the Azara to the Mizrach, the right side of the ramp of the Mizbeach, where they were miraculously absorbed. Pious. The Kohanim were made up of 24 Mishmaris, and each Mishmar had 6 Batei Av. The members of each Beis Av perform all of the Avodahs in the Beis HaMikdash for each of the 6 days of the week. Several of the Avodahs of the Beis HaMikdash were determined by pious lots that were cast, and the winner of each lot was zeichet to that particular Avodah for that day. Kiddush Dam Reglayim. It is a mitzvah asay for a Kohen to wash his hands and feet whenever he enters the Heichal of the Beis HaMikdash, as well as when prior to the performance of any part of the Avodah. A Kohen need not wash his hands and feet more than once a day, as long as he makes certain that they do not become tamei or dirty, and as long as he has not left Azara. A Kohen who intentionally performs Avodah without Kiddush Dam Reglayim is liable to Misa B'Dei Shemayim, and his Avodah is possible.